Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
The NBA playoffs roll on, two games in the books last night. It began with the Miami Heat, who entered this game as 14.5 point underdogs. They won by 13. It is the third largest point upset in NBA playoff history. 14.5 point dogs. They win 111-101. And no small part because of the fact that they knocked down 23 three-pointers on 53.5% shooting from range. The sniper rifles were out last night for the Miami Heat. 23 of 43 from deep. They were 37 of 75 from the floor overall. You were led with 24 by Tyler Hero, 21 from Caleb Martin and Bam Adebayo. Jovic had 11 and Joaquez Jr. had 14. On the night. Over on the other side, you got exactly what you expected. 33 out of Jaylen Brown, 28 out of Jason Tatum, 13 out of Derek White. It was Kristaps Porzingis who disappeared last night. 1 of 9 from the floor, 0 of 4 from the arc, 4 free throws made for 6 total points for Kristaps Porzingis. Bam Adebayo slapped the handcuffs on him last night, and to me, that was the difference in this game. I was listening to the end of this matchup on the drive home last night from the concert that I went to, and like, you could hear in the voice of the Boston play-by-play guy that there was no hope, there was no optimism for a late game comeback like the Knicks had the other day when they were down 5 with 30 seconds to play and they ended up winning the game. There was no optimism there for Boston. It was actually a real good game. Miami won the first quarter by one. They trailed by 3 at the half, but they ended up winning the third quarter by 9. And at that point, Boston just couldn't get anything going. That series now tied at one game apiece heading back down to South Beach. The New Orleans Pelicans. Ugh, dude, we suck. They gave me so much hope back in game one. No Zion, still almost won the game. Bad bounce of the basketball, bad shot selection to wrap it up. I thought, all right, the boys got a chance. The boys can make something happen here. The boys got beat by freaking 30 last night. 124 to 92 your final. Don't even worry about games 3 and 4. We don't need to play them. I don't want to watch them. Go ahead, move the Thunder up in the bracket because my team suddenly forgot how to play basketball. What
hey,
the hell?
Hey Rob, at least your team made it to the
yay. Huzzah.
Yay. You're sending mixed signals there. Is it a big deal or is it not?
We're ass, dude. We suck. 124-92 is your final in this one. Brandon Ingram and Herb Jones with 18, 19 for Jonas. If Jonas Valanciunas is our leading scorer, we're cooked, bro. We're cooked. On the flip side, 33 for SGA, 26 for Chet Holmgren, 21 for Jalen Williams, 15 and 13 for Dort and Giddey, respectively. They shot 59% from the floor. Ball game. If an NBA team shoots 60% from the floor, they're winning the game. That's it. That's how it goes. 60% from the floor, 48% from three, 90% from the stripe. That is going to win you 95% of NBA basketball games. And if you lose a basketball game going 59, 48, and 90%, it's only because the other team did better. It's unbelievable. Defense sucked for the Pellies. Offense sucked for the Pellies. And I'll have you know, I also listened to the end of this game. Well, the beginning of this game on the drive home. But I had to listen to the Oklahoma City Thunder radio. Every time Oklahoma City hit a three, Lonzo, you know, every radio guy has like their thing for the big moments, right? Touchdown, Rebels. Like, you all have your thing for the big moment. The radio guy from Oklahoma City, whenever the Thunder would knock down a three, he goes like this, and I quote, "Cha-ching the Thunder money ball." That's his call for a three. And not like a three. Every three. Cha-ching the Thunder money ball.
Is that like when you yell Kobe every time you take a shot?
Yes, but I don't have tens of thousands of people listening to me. Cha-ching the Thunder money ball.
You could.
Here comes Holmgren down the outside, pushes it to the right, reverses back around outside to Jet. Oh, and by the way, he called every player only by their nickname. Jalen Williams, he calls him J-Dub, and that's all he called him in the game. Never skips it around to Williams on the far side. No. Skips it around to J-Dub. Cha-ching the Thunder money ball.
All right.
Bro, stop.
So I'm just guessing here, but demographics for the NBA probably skews younger, and the younger audience probably enjoys the nicknames.
Using the nickname's fine. Only using the nickname is, I'm sorry to say, speaking of the youths, cringe, bro. J-Dub brings it around. There's Giddey on the outside, skips it over to Holmgren. Holmgren for three. Cha-ching the Thunder money ball.
Wait, Holmgren doesn't have it.
Chet. No. J-Dub had one. J-Will had one. SGA had one. K-Dub had one. Cha-ching the Thunder money ball. Stop.
There's a pot and kettle thing going on. I just want you to know that.
Nicknames are fine.
Okay, because
not only nicknames are fine.
I've never met anybody who nicknamed more than you do. So,
I mean, all the time. Yeah. But then I also cha-ching the Thunder money ball. Shut up, dude. Just say three. Just say buckets. Splash.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Strings. Literally, cha-ching the Thunder money ball. That's not a good call. All right, that's just a personal thing I had to get off my chest.
I like take that stuff out of the sports flash when you put it in.
Cha-ching the Thunder money ball.
Because I don't talk that way. So. Right, okay.
Dude, a whole ass NBA game of, there were in that game like 42 made three-pointers. Cha-ching the Thunder money ball. Cha-ching the Thunder money ball.
I'm just guessing if you're a Thunder fan, you're like, yeah.
Then either
that's my guy.
Either say cha-ching or say Thunder money ball. Don't say both. It's too much.
Luke on the stream says zibbity dibbity outy oopity.
That's my new three-point call. Next time I call a firming game, that's what I'm going with. Item number two on the water cooler cheat sheet. Handful of games around the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. The Bruins knock off the Maple Leafs 4-2. Brad Marchand had two goals in this game last night. And also, I hate Brad. Brad's the worst, dude. Brad's the worst. He's the worst guy. He's the worst hockey player. He's dirty. He's gross. I don't like him. He had a real good game last night. Two goals last night for Brad Marchand as the Bruins take the series series lead 2-1 in that one. The Golden Knights are one game closer to eliminating the Dallas Stars for the 317th consecutive year in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They now lead this series 2-0 after a 3-1 victory over Dallas last night. Dallas opened the scoring off the stick of Jason Robertson on the power play earlier, but then Jonathan Marchessault, Noah Hanifin, and Jack Eichel got three consecutive back for the Golden Knights. They put away the Big D, and I do mean Dallas. And finally, an overtime thriller last night as the Kings knock off the Oilers 5-4 in that one. That series now tied up at one apiece. The Kings got two out of the gate. The first period ended 3-1 in favor of LA. The second period, all Edmonton, as Dylan Holloway and Zach Hyman both netted goals to bring it level at three apiece. Kevin Fiata got the go-ahead goal. Dylan Holloway got his second to equalize, and less than 2 minutes and 10 seconds into OT, Anze Kopitar got the win for the Kings last night. The Kings now have leveled that series at one game apiece. Let's quickly get to item number three. I'm doing this one just because I despise MLB umpires. They're the worst. They're like the Brad Marchands of baseball. Yes, that is the reaction they should get every time they come out on the field. About 9 people gathered yesterday to watch the LA Angels of Anaheim take on the Baltimore Orioles.
You said 9?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
About 9 people were there.
All right.
Because that team sucks. Replay review of an initial out call on Joe Adell's attempted steal of second base would have put the tying run in scoring position with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning was reviewed and not overturned despite the fact that video evidence showed that the call was wrong. Like, you gotta go, you know, we use the term you gotta have indisputable video evidence. There was. I saw it. It was real bad. Replay review of an initial out call did not encourage the umpires to overturn the call. The Angels were working the comeback last night. Instead, a 6-5 L to the O's. Their 6th defeat in 7 games. That game was absolutely blown. The Angels trailed 6-0 midway through the 6th, cut their deficit to 2 by the time that Craig Kimbrell took the bump for the 9th. A 2-base error and a run-scoring ground out made it a one-run game with 2 outs. Adell worked a full count walk and took off for 2nd on the ensuing pitch from Kimbrell, who is notoriously slow to the plate. At least 1 camera angle show Adell's right foot touching the edge of 2nd base well before the glove with the ball touched the top of his right leg, but 2nd base umpire Nick Lentz called him out. The Angels challenged the call, triggered the delay, and it did not get overturned, which was, let me use the best, most eloquent word that I can for it. It's about the best I can describe it. You know what I mean? This is the frustration that I have when people go, oh, Rob, why don't we start time with replay? They get it wrong. Yeah, you understand? I'm mad about this too. As pro replay guy, as pro tech guy, I'm mad about this too. Because if these calls were overturned as they should have been, as they should be, when there is incontrovertible, empirical evidence that the call was wrong, then y'all wouldn't have a reason to be mad at replay. And it would be easier for me to sell it.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.